Warning, this program is a work of fiction and does not represent the thoughts or views of Christopher Walken. The show contains adult language, situations, and overly descriptive content. In other words, don't listen to the show.
And now, it's time for Walken's Week.
One man's quest to discover everything there is to know in the world. This is Walken's Week.
Welcome to Walken's Week, everybody. Joining us today is Christopher Walken, as he always does. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Awesome.
Thanks for asking. This week I had a, I had a running in with vampires out there. We had a sit down. We talked. We had a, one of them like drum circle things. That's what vampires are into. Okay. I saw The Lost Boys. Anyways, so we had a sit down, us together, came to a mutual understanding that I would only play Nerf hoops between 12 and 8.
It seems reasonable, but I thought you were scared of them.
Yeah, they're good people, I was scared of them. Then we had the drum circle and we had a little barbecue in the backyard. And I'm pretty sure it was like a child.
Yeah, they don't normally eat anything. It's just they drink blood.
No, they were barbecuing a child. I'm not even joking. This isn't a joke, Nigel. I'm pretty sure they were barbecuing a child.
Don't you think you should call the police or something?
Well, I hate children, as you know.
Oh.
I can't stand them, so... anyways, my little kid out in the backyard I was telling you about, who's playing kickball off the fence.
Yeah, I remember that.
I haven't heard him in a couple days. Pretty sure I might have eaten his femur. Or whatever they call it. His leg. You ever see the Flintstones?
Yeah.
You know, them big legs that they eat all the time?
Yeah.
Pretty sure I was eating that boy's leg. But I was eating it like Mongo style. I was like, ah! Fuck you, kid. I was eating it like Mongo style because it was a thick old leg. I'm pretty sure all that kicking he did it off the fence really strengthened him up. So, it was delicious.
That's really disturbing, but interesting. Why don't you go ahead and tell us what was Walken's Week?
All right. Since you asked so nice, as you always do. This week, I discovered that snow cones, snow cones like you get at the Jiffy Pop or whatever. Them gas stations. The Jiffy Lube.
Yeah.
You get a snow cone from them.
Okay. You mean like, well, Jiffy Lube's like, they do oil changes and such. You don't get gas there.
You can't get an oil transfusion from the Jiffy Pop.
Well, Jiffy Pop's a type of popcorn you put on your stove and you cook it yourself at home.
You can make popcorn at home. You don't have to go to the movies anymore.
No, you don't have to.
Not at all.
Mm-mm. You can just get your own popcorn. And
every day I read about some sort of magical invention. That's incredible. You don't have to go to the movies anymore at all?
No, no.
What about the buttered stuff?
I'm pretty sure you can get that, but you might as well just use regular butter. It tastes so much better.
I don't even have to make movies anymore. That was the only reason. At the premiere, they always have popcorn. I was like, well, I'll make the movie, and I can go to the premiere.
The movie theater popcorn is good, though. I think it's a lot better.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
if you don't mind paying $18
for it.
It's
not as good when you eat it at home?
Mm-mm.
Anyway, so you get
the
snow cones.
It's also a lot cheaper.
You get the snow cones from the Jiffy Pop.
Yeah, like Arco.
Like Arkham Asylum?
like Chevron.
That Batman
Shell.
Game?
Those gas stations.
Shell.
Yeah. 7-Eleven?
The Jiffy Pop.
It's the name of a gas station, not a... Yeah.
Anyways, snow cones. You're familiar with snow cones.
Right.
They have them in...
They're just ice and
the
syrup.
Middle East or wherever your genie kind is from. Notice you still haven't grown it back.
I'm not going to.
Anyways, so snow cones, apparently, they're not made by elves.
Who told you they're made by elves?
Everybody.
I thought elves just make like little kids' toys and like
and snow
cookies.
Cones. Where do you think snow comes from? North Pole.
Well, they have the snow elsewhere.
I've never seen
snow.
If you
look at it, snow cones aren't really even snow. They're just ice that people crush up and then they pour syrup all over it.
Like maple syrup?
No, like flavored syrup.
I don't know where you're going with this, Nigel, but I have never seen snow outside of a Christmas movie. Never in my life.
Well, it's because you live in... Where do you live?
In hot spots. I move around in the hot spots.
Right. That'd be why. I mean, the snow's the only place.
That's different from the hot flash Grandma had. She had a hot flash. I move around the hot spots, you know, the panhandle.
Okay, so you never see snow, but who
told
Fornia.
You? I live in the Fornia every once in a while.
Did anybody ever
Everybody
tell
calls
you that?
It Cali, but I like the Fornia. That's how I call it. I live in the Fornia.
Uh-huh.
Down on the beach.
Okay.
The Short Beach. I live in Short Beach in Fornia. That's what Snoop Dogg should be saying. Anyways, they don't make snow cones anymore. Apparently, they make them in a factory somewhere now.
Well,
elves used to be responsible. You know, everything is just getting less magical. You remember you used to buy a fucking box of Lucky Charms and there was a prize in the goddamn thing?
Yeah.
Now you have to cut something out of the back of the box and shit, and it's supposed to be something nice. It's a fucking piece of cardboard.
Mm-hmm.
They're just getting cheap with everything. Now the elves are unionized or whatever. They don't fucking make snow cones anymore.
I mean, you can't expect in the growing market that, you know, they gotta compete, so...
What are they doing the rest of the year when they're not making toys?
Making toys.
They're making toys year round?
Yeah. I mean,
they got snow on the ground all year. They could go outside, scoop up some snow cones, send them to Walken's crib. Is that so much to ask?
Apparently it is.
Genie?
I told you I don't do that anymore.
I'm still waiting on them balls. Not your balls. Chuck E. Cheese balls. And you could throw in some popcorn balls. Would you be into that? Some Jiffy Pop.
Might as well just eat popcorn.
You can't get popcorn anywhere but the movies.
No, you can buy it in the store. We talked about this last
week. Yeah, your wizardry magical invention you're talking about. That's just amazing. You got an iPad. You got the interweb. Now we got popcorn. You can make it home. You don't even have to go to the movies.
Nope. When was the last time you had a snow cone?
I don't know, 14, 15 years ago.
Have you even tried to get one since?
No.
Why not?
You gotta go to the fucking North Pole, you idiot. Or you have to have them trucked in.
I forgot what we were talking about.
Snow cones.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious.
I think if you like them that much, you would have made maybe a minimum effort to try and get them elsewhere.
I told you, you can't get them anywhere else. It's like popcorn. You can't get it anywhere except for the movies.
Okay, that makes sense.
Huh?
Never mind. Well, I guess that's Walken's week, everybody.
Find more funny videos, blogs, and podcasts such as this one on pastecomedy.com.